Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of Divine Downloads Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Overton, and I am delighted to be here with you today to have the privilege to come between your ears in this time of chaos and uncertainty and all the things. So today I'm delighted. Actually, today's show, I have a non-nurse on the show, and I do like to have a variety of folks on my show who I believe are doing amazing work in the world. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on Miss Nancy Johnson to the show. She is an essential oil specialist. She's got 10 years experience working with essential oils, specifically with the company doTERRA. She was the well-being director for seniors in a previous job where she used oils. Nancy is passionate about teaching natural solutions to address health issues with no side effects or addictions. That's huge. She also has training in feng shui and qigong, so I can't wait to talk about that. And she really loves helping people with gut health, weight management, positivity, and she has a special place in her heart for seniors. And she is on a continued journey of learning, and she is also has a show, a TV show called Holistic Living. So without further ado, Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Lizbeth. I had to laugh when you said, you know, it's, first of all, I'm such a fan of yours, so I'm so pleased to do this. And you talked about being a non-nurse. I have to share that made me laugh because when I was little, that's always what I wanted to be, was a nurse. So, you know, it's kind of funny how life brings you fast forward sometimes, right?
Oh, isn't there's so many full circle moments. So actually, I think I remember you sharing that with me when we first or when we met face to face. So thank you for sharing that, Nancy. And let's just talk a little bit. I love to share. I met you on LinkedIn a while ago, and then we were both at this Women's Wellness Summit event right here in a little suburb of Minneapolis called St. Louis Park. And I believe when we connected, you were like, "Hey, it's me, Nancy Johnson." And I'm like, okay, something, I know the name, but I was, you're like from LinkedIn. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so funny how we have these visuals of people, right? It's like the little thumbnail sketch or something, either on Facebook or wherever. And it was so, I love meeting people virtually, obviously, that's how I meet a lot of people, but to be able to meet face to face and find out that you're literally in my backyard was so awesome.
Well, and I think I first, when I saw your cards on the tables, I recognized them because that was originally when we were on LinkedIn. I think you pulled some cards or were offering them to people. And so I recognized those right away. So then I knew it was you as well. It's very funny.
That is so funny. And of course, right now it's 1:11, which is one of my little winks from my angels. So thank you to the angels for hopping on the show with us. And the cards that Nancy is talking about, in case people don't know, I have an oracle deck called Divine Downloads, Channeled Wisdom from Your Soul. And I post those all over social media. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you've heard me talk about that. Anyway, it's a great tool for people to use just to help, especially in times like this, where there's a lot of chaos and uncertainty, to have an intention, to have a focus, and to really have reflected back to us, we really are supported even when we're scared, even when we don't know what's going to happen, but we can use this as an anchor to stay grounded and to stay hopeful and to stay present. So I'm so glad that we connected online and then face to face. And so let's talk about a little bit about your journey. You said you always wanted to be a nurse, and here you are, you have a background in feng shui and qigong, and you have a special place in your heart for seniors. So do you want to share just a little bit about your journey? And then we'll take it from there, Nancy.
For sure. You know, it's really when I was a teenager, I think is when it started. I started learning about health and natural health. I saw my dad get diabetes, and he didn't handle it very well through diet, and actually passed at the age of 69. And then I saw my grandma got diabetes as well, but she was eating well and healthy and fruits and vegetables and never had to get on medications. So right away, some light bulbs were going off even as a teenager. And then I kept exploring. I got into yoga and I understood how, you know, when I then had a child and they said he had, they wanted to put him on some medications because he was very active. And I really just eliminated sugar from his diet and took the chemicals out of the house and saw a big change. And so I kept on that journey and I did a whole stint in corporate America, but even then I was always helping a lot of my team members with all that I had learned about health and nutrition. I'm someone that loves to learn and I always try to find solutions to whatever is going on with people. So it, you know, I should have been probably doing what I do long before this, but we all know everybody has a journey that leads us to where we're supposed to be and all the people that we met along the way. So that's how I came to today is about 10 years ago. Then I was introduced to essential oils and really didn't know much about them at the time other than what I had learned back in the 70s. And so started on that journey and ended up learning so much about their benefits and just loving them so much. And then being able to use them to address a lot of the things that come up with friends and family. So it's just been a true blessing that's been meant to be for sure.
Well, certainly you were anointed when you were 13 or a teenager, having that inner wisdom and paying attention to it and connecting the dots. I mean, what a true gift. You know, I think we're all tapped on the shoulder. It's some point in our lives and it's just a matter of, how soon after we're tapped do we like turn around and answer the call? Like you said, everybody has a journey. So I think it's such a cool journey that you're on. And what a beautiful way to, I'm sorry about your dad, you know, that you lost him so young. And maybe that was part of the catalyst for your desire to help people so much.
Truly. Yeah, it truly is. And that's, I've thought about that too, because, and that's, I feel like that happens just what you're saying, that all the things that come into our lives happen for a reason. And sometimes it's not always in the method or way we would like, but ultimately it helps us learn and grow and help others ultimately.
I think one of the things that you mentioned is definitely worth highlighting is, you know, your son maybe was showing some symptoms of something and you know, there was talk about medications and stuff. And so you went about removing certain things from his, in the nursing world, we call it milieu, his environment. and you saw a big change. So I think it's definitely worth talking about. Now, of course, I've been a nurse for 22 years and pretty much everybody in our family, except for my sister, is in medicine. And so, yes, there's a place for medicine and there's always a place for what I would say holistic, integrative, looking at the whole, not just the pieces or the parts. And I don't ever want to give the impression that, you know, I'm against medicine or whatever. I think there are certainly times when sometimes we have to use medicine as a bridge. You know, and I want to make that very clear. However, I do feel like the biggest part that's missing from the Western model is this idea of holism and how prevention is one of the most important things we could do. And we need to treat the whole human, not just parts of the human. And we also need to make sure we're cultivating and nourishing mind, body, spirit, because a lot, you know, the Chinese believe that a lot of illnesses, you know, that they talk about qi, which is basically the flow of energy. So using acupressure or acupuncture is either pressing on one of the points along the highway system of energy in the body can release a block. And the way that we get blocks is because we don't process emotional turmoil, right? We don't look at the stuff. I call it under the hood. And so what would you say, Nancy, is your experience with like this prevention idea? And if there are some tips that you could give people right now, especially It seems like whenever there's chaos, people are less likely to want to follow healthy habits. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I do.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's so very interesting because, you know, in my community, we work with a lot of people that get it. And I am all about prevention. And really, you know, I'm in the same agreement with you are about, you know, there's a place for allopathic medicine for sure. But you know, what I always try to do is encourage people to try the natural first as a first line of defense. Because if you can do something naturally, it's going to typically support your body better, you know, without the side effects that some things can cause. And I'm a big believer in stress reduction. I think people can be as healthy, they can eat, you know, well, do everything right, exercise. But if they have a lot of stress, it can lower their immune system hugely. And so I really encourage people to do things like meditation, to do yoga. You know, I'm at home and I work from home, which has been a real benefit because there hasn't been a lot of change for me in that respect. I do more of my classes online now and things like that. But we're also doing some fun classes online, you know, talking about meditation, talking about starting out your morning when you wake up in gratitude. And finding ways to just breathe. You know, breathing is such a huge thing that when people are stressed, they hold their breath, and just doing a lot of breath work. And I follow Wilhelm Hof. It's Wilhof, and he has this breathing technique that you can just feel the blood circulating in your body. And I've been doing that every morning through this, and it's been a real benefit. And it also helps boost your immune system, breath work as well. So those are some of the things I do. Of course, all my oils, I have so many oils that are supportive both physically and emotionally. So I don't think people really understand all of the many benefits that oils offer either and how they can support you through this. Like we have a new oil called Adaptive that has so many different oils in it that support so many different functions in the body. And that has been my lifesaver. I have a roller bottle. I have it on all day. And I even have, you know, people come now and pick up some little care packages. I put them outside my door so we don't have to interact or be, you know, the social distancing. And that's been really helpful to people as well, because there's a lot of oils that support the immune system too. And so I, you know, just really want people to do as much as they can naturally first to try to support what their body does naturally.
Okay, so many good ideas. Okay, so I actually have Adaptive. I also use doTERRA. So I wish you could smell on podcast.
Right?
Oh, it smells so good. Okay, so there are a couple things let's unpack here. Okay, so plant medicine, that's what I think of when I hear the word oils. And you know, isn't it interesting? Like if we're just going to like parlay some of these things into different categories, if we're talking about foods in general, so if somebody was like, well, I don't know what foods to eat. If you think about this idea of whole foods, right? Meaning when someone says that, really what they're meaning is a food that's in its whole form. So basically it either grows out of the ground or grows on a tree, right? It hasn't been processed in some way, stripping all the nutrients and all of that. And that's like in the food category. And also, if you think about the colors of the spectrum of the rainbow, it's so interesting, right? There's seven colors of the rainbow and there's seven chakras. And chakras are basically energy centers in the body, and a way to balance a chakra is to eat the color that's aligned with the chakra. So like the root chakra, which is being completely uprooted right now for most humans, because it's all about survival and safety. It's the color red. So like radishes and strawberries and raspberries are a great food to help you balance your root chakra, which is probably completely overwhelmed right now. And so like this idea of like living off the land, which I think is so cool. Like if we could all grow our own food, that is amazing on so many levels because it's sustainable. It reduces carbon emissions. We could do like 20 podcasts about all these different things, but what really is more healthy for the body than plants?
Right. Yep. They're extracts from plants. They have amazing benefits. They're natural, you know, aromatic compounds, and they're safe and they're effective. And I totally agree with all the different food categories and getting all that nutrition. And I know it's not easy for people, but strangely enough, out of everything people are clearing out of the stores, I'm finding a lot of my healthier fruits and vegetables are still available, which makes me kind of sad. Happy for me and, you know, some of my people that eat like I do, but unhappy for some people of the choices I think that they're making to support their bodies right now.
Right. So addressing that issue of when we're in stress mode, we're in chaos mode, we typically go for what's convenient, which is all the prepackaged things that are filled with, you know, salt, sugar, fillers that aren't, they're not whole foods. They're not, anything made in a factory is not a whole food. So the convenience foods are being consumed because that's what people do when they're in fear. And so a simple way, if that's what you're purchasing, even if it's just one whole food, right? It could be a clementine, it could be an apple, it could be a pear, it could be frozen berries for crying out loud. Just if you're not doing it now, you can just start where you are, right? With just one thing. And when I went to nutrition school, I love this concept. It's this concept of primary and secondary foods. And primary foods are all the things that fill your soul, right? Mm-hmm. Your relationships, your purpose, your spirituality, your ability to move your body. And when we're not filling our souls, then the secondary foods are the foods on our plate. And so if we're lacking or we're not filling our soul and our purpose, then of course we're going to go for the things that we're going to crave things from a nutritional perspective that aren't going to serve our highest good. And humans weren't designed, right, to live on processed foods that aren't full of phytonutrients and phytochemicals. And so I would just, for people listening, if it's hard for you, I understand, and just start with one thing. And so the idea is of adding in, a lot of people freak out when you start saying, okay, today we're going to start the 21 detox. Today we're going to get off sugar. And then tomorrow it's going to be alcohol and then caffeine. If you start adding in healthy, the negative things that you're craving will fall away naturally. What do you think about that idea?
Oh, totally. I mean, there's a lot of evidence surrounding that, you know, that whole statement that's always been around, you are what you eat. And, you know, if you eat too much sugar, you know, you get a sugar high and then it brings you down and gives you sadness and feelings like that. Where when you eat vegetables and fruits and things and you're getting that natural sugar, pretty much when you then go have things with sugar in them, they won't taste the same. They'll taste different and you actually start appreciating and your body starts craving the natural more. And you know, for the people who do choose to eat some of the comfort foods right now, I just, you know, as long as they're, I always just encourage people, you know, gut health is so important. It's our second brain. And you know that too, obviously, in teaching people about that, you know, to probiotics, to get enzymes to help break down some of that, what we call dead food in your body. So your body is, eliminating that and can function better and absorb some of the nutrients it is getting. For sure.
No, that's so great. I actually did a podcast recently with the gluten-free RN, Nadine, and we talked a lot about healing the gut. And that brought to mind a simple thing that people can do. If you have houseplants, stick your fingers in the dirt, water those babies, be with your plants, because again, that's a plant. We're talking about plant medicine. We're talking about living on the land. So having a plant in the home is such a beautiful way to provide you with with the oxygen, right, that we need. So we feed them with our CO2, they feed us with the oxygen. And dirt is so good. They say, the research, right, if you grew up on a farm or you dug in the dirt a lot, that's the best thing for your gut you can possibly think of.
I so agree. You know, my mom is 90 years old, and she, for the most part, is doing really well. And I've always told people I attributed that a lot to her love of gardening. She was always out in the garden. And even when she, I think, was 80, she had a community garden in near her home. And until, you know, she couldn't really do that anymore, she did that. And I really think that contributed to her positive health for sure.
Right. So here's what I believe is, like, you can't be digging in the dirt, being like engaging with the earth, and also be crabby or upset. It's impossible. They can't coexist, in my experience. Oh gosh. Anyway, so that's so good. So another thing I want to bring to mind is talking about oils and talking about aromatherapy, right? Using the scents to help with your overall health, and how smells can actually support stress reduction. I'm certified in holistic stress management, and I was so inspired by this idea that the more of your senses that you can engage in one activity, the more that it supports the relaxation effects. In other words, if you think of all your senses, right, we could do mindful eating, for example. Mindful eating is a phenomenal way to practice stress reduction, because, like you were saying earlier, Nancy, you could be eating kale on the regular and be super healthy with your nutrition, and your stress levels are so high that you have a lot of cortisol pumping through your veins, the stress hormones, and whenever the body is in stress, it does not have the ability to absorb the nutrients from the gut, right? Because it's diverting all of everything, all the blood, to the primary organs for either fighting or fleeing. And so mindful eating is a fantastic way to tap into all your senses. I think mindful eating is one of the best tools for weight loss, because supposedly it takes 20 minutes for your brain to realize that your stomach is full. And so instead of mindly eating that we totally do in the car or standing up, is like you sit down, right? You put your feet on the earth, which is a great way to ground and feel safe. And then you could offer up a little gratitude. Like, do you know where this chicken came from? Or do you know where this lettuce came from? And offering a little prayer of gratitude or affirmation. And then using your sense of smell, your sense of touch, like in your mouth, like, is this prickly or is this soft or is this mushy? Like smelling it. And I dare you to try to chew it 10 times before you swallow it. And using it almost, to me, eating is sacred. And I have very stringent rules about being present with my food, because I believe eating is sacred, and it can either heal you or harm you. And even the act of eating, we can heal the body. What do you think about those ideas, Nancy?
Oh, definitely. You know, and that's one thing I think all of this maybe has created for people, hopefully, a lot better. And I know it has for me, is having more mindful, you know, eating habits and cooking food and sitting down with your family or friends and having conversations and eating at the table. I think there's a lot of good actually that has come out of this. And the smells, I mean, our olfactory, it's like, that's how inhaling, you know, essential oils like stimulates the olfactory. And the same with food. It's like, that's why it works. It brings up a memory of something. You know, you smell an orange and it reminds you of something, or, you know, or for a lot of people, it can be chocolate chip cookies or reminded them of being a child or something like that. So there is so much to that. And I taught weight management for a while as well. And we always, you know, talked about trying to chew your food and really enjoying it and living to, or eating to live instead of living to eat, was what we tried to help people think about. So they would use their food as a way to be healthy and not the reverse.
Yeah, that's, I could probably do like a whole year just of like food, because, you know, food, to me, food is not the enemy. Food is, and so many people use food as a form of punishment. And so I love the psychology behind eating, and for weight management, I don't believe it's ever about the food. It's about the emotion that's buried underneath the food, right? That's right. Just a symptom. But anyway, this podcast isn't about that. So, yeah, like it's the limbic system and this whole, I'm a super taster and I'm a super smeller. So I think I must have been a food critic in my past life, because I can like smell something or taste something and be like, okay, this has garlic, arugula, saffron. And emotion is so tied heavily to the sense of smell, like you were saying. Like, I totally thought of chocolate chip cookies when you were talking about, you know, memories. And even like the smell of wet dirt. Like, when I think of running track, I can still conjure up the aroma of the way the track smells when it would get hot and like the dirt. It's crazy. So our senses are very powerful tools. Actually, that's what I teach in my work is how to heighten your senses, because that's how you develop your intuition through your senses, which mm-hmm. most people are completely zombies on autopilot. We don't even smell our food. We don't taste our food. We can't really see things the way that we could see them if we were being aware. Or we don't really hear things, like, for example, birds chirping or whatever. We kind of just, they're kind of just in the background, but we're not really like embracing the sounds, if that makes sense.
Totally. You know, in fact, that's a whole nother topic that I'm really big on, is animal spirits. And I have, you know, they give me messages all the time. They show up. I have an office upstairs on a loft, and I look outside and I have birds show up on my roof all the time. And I look up the meaning, and it's so appropriate. And I do hear them. Sometimes 5 a.m. is too early, but I appreciate them for sure.
Oh, I love that. Yes. I too am a huge fan of spirit animals. We have a cardinal right now in our backyard, and I'm pretty sure that's somebody, one of my loved ones that has passed on. I'm not sure who it is yet. And it's just again, oh, and look at that. It's the root chakra. It's red. It's like, you're going to be okay. So if anything, maybe this episode is a message of hope. It's a message of, you know, we do have all these tools at our disposal, should we choose to use them. And the more that we can use things, like you were saying, the breath really, for me personally, this whole situation is a breath to breath, moment by moment situation. Because if I look forward to the next hour, I will catch myself in a total tailspin of going down the rabbit hole on social media about the fear, right? And so I have to just bring myself back. Okay, focus on the breath. That helps anchor and ground. Okay, if I'm only in this one breath right now, that's presence, right? And when you're present, you can't be in suffering.
Right, right. Totally.
So hopefully, you know, people will take this as some inspiration to, number one, you got to feel the feels. It's important to cry. It's important to be angry. It's important to feel whatever emotion you're feeling and allow it to be expressed. Please do not repress it, because it will come out with a vengeance later. And just, I think it's helpful also to write down, you know, maybe keeping a little journal of how you're feeling. So in 6 months, you can reflect back on that and like, wow, we're such a resilient collective, you know, and really leaning into these very simple tools, like eating and putting your feet on the earth and using your senses to be present, right? With the birds and with your loved ones, like look in their eyes, right? And make that connection.
Definitely. I've seen that as a big benefit that's been happening too, is, and I know I'm doing it myself, is just being more present, and with my daughters home from college now, and just really, you know, loving the opportunities to actually listen and have such great, meaningful conversations about all this and about, you know, other things and about what the future is going to hold and the good things that are coming out of this for sure.
So beautiful. So can you tell us a little bit about your show?
Yeah.
Holistic Living. Tell us all the things.
Yeah. It's so funny. It kind of happened, I think, serendipity, you know. I was watching another show and laughing with my daughter saying, oh, I think I could do better than that, because I love talking about health. And so it wasn't long after that someone asked me to be on his show. And if I would talk about essential oils, said I would love to, of course. And as we were talking, he said, would you be interested in hosting? And I said, maybe. And it just, then I ended up co-hosting on yoga brain, brain yoga is what it's called, Master Hong, with him. And I loved that so much. We actually did examples. And then it just happened from there. So I really, and I just have such great people at CCX Media that I work with, Mary and Charlie in particular, my director and sound person, that have made it so easy and made everything look beautiful in the background and do a lot of editing. But my whole premise is really interviewing and really trying to help people understand all the natural modalities that are available to them. You know, whether it's acupuncture or Qigong or breath work, you know, there are so many people I've interviewed on different topics, and I have a lot more coming up. I'm only doing one a month now just because of time limitations, but it's been such a blessing for me to even learn more about these things. But then for the community, you know, I don't want people to be afraid of acupuncture. I want them to have the knowledge, you know, knowledge is power if you use it, about these things. And so that's really my intent with this show. So it's been so fun.
What a blessing. Well, I say ask and you shall receive.
I know, right?
You're like, oh, I could do this better. Oh, here you are doing it better. That is wonderful. So how can people, where can people get a hold of your show?
They can, you can friend me on Facebook if you want. It's nancy.johnson3, and I post them on Facebook as well as YouTube. Otherwise, going right direct to ccxmedia.org, they'll be posted under Holistic Living, under the program guide there as they go up. And most shows will run, you know, for the whole month as well. But sometimes my guests are offering specials, and so I download it to YouTube so I can bring that up and let people know about that if it's something coming up sooner than the show will run. Otherwise, people can always, you know, connect with me at intentiontobalance.com, which is actually the word intention and NTObalance.com, or my email is nancy@intentiontobalance.com. So
perfect. So, and did I catch the YouTube name? What's the channel name?
Oh, it's, do I have it in?
We'll put it in the show notes. It's okay.
I don't know if it's Intention to Balance or Nancy Johnson. That's a really good question.
That's okay.
But I always post it on Facebook too.
Okay. And then, in addition to your show, that's a great platform. It's cool to, cause there's not really, I don't think there's a lot of those. Well, maybe there are, but that's just not a milieu that I hang out in. So what a great service that you're providing, because this is obviously very necessary more than ever. So that's amazing that you have Holistic Living. And what about, do you work with people one-on-one? Tell people what kind of stuff that you offer to get, you know, more educated or support around these natural modalities.
Yeah, I do work with people one-on-one for sure, because there's sometimes people don't want to share everything that's going on with them health-wise in a group. So I, you know, just meet up with people really casually for coffee, tea, you know, and just, I love hearing what's going on with people and their journey and how we can, you know, how I can maybe support them and help them get to wherever they want to be. And then we also teach a lot of free classes I like teaching the in-person because then we actually share oils and people can smell them and experience them. But we've now moved to a lot of Zoom classes. So if you're connecting with me in whatever manner, you know, whether it's LinkedIn or Facebook or by email, I can connect you with those free classes too, because we are so much about education. We just want people to really understand quality oils, the safety of oils, the effectiveness of oils, you know, from good sources, and so that they're getting the benefits that they desire.
Perfect. So just a couple clarifying questions. In your work with people, do you only do face-to-face or do you do some one-on-one work telephonically or virtually?
Oh, every way. Yep. Okay. I work with people all over the country. Okay. In the U.S. And then I have people I work with in Australia. So we do, for them, we do a lot of Zoom, you know, or even just connect by Messenger or WhatsApp, you know, all the different methods that are out there are, I use for sure.
Okay. So definitely individually. And then, and is the main focus how to bring essential oils into your life, or is it sort of a menagerie of different things, nutrition, oils, meditation?
It really depends on the person of what they're looking for or what they're dealing with. But I would say, you know, because I work with essential oils, but I work with a lot of other products that support the whole house, you know, getting toxins out of your house is a big part of it. And as like you talked about before, not everybody, you know, you need to take baby steps, right? So I help people do that too, because I teach on weight management and gut health. So I totally work with people individually to find out what works for them, and the whole taking baby steps to get where they need to be, because I know people won't necessarily do everything all at once. It's just human nature. So it's really individually by each person, but it's just interesting because there's a lot of, you know, testimonials and classes and things that other people hear, and then it's like, oh my gosh, that's me. And so it's just such a wonderful community of people that are sharing and helping others in all kinds of different ways.
Beautiful. Yes, because here's the thing, the way that you train for a marathon is one step at a time. You run and then you walk and then you walk and then you run, and pretty soon you've covered 26.2 miles. So absolutely, baby steps. And sometimes the hardest part is getting started. So it's great to have people like you who can hold space, educate, and really offer that, you know, it's like the cheerleader, the educator, the all the things, and also the truth talker, like, hey, now we talked about this. Why are you sabotaging yourself?
Exactly. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So any other, it's funny. I'm kind of changing how I do my show, but whatever. That's the beauty of having your own show. You can do whatever you want. So the name of this podcast is Divine Downloads. And I got that download from my guides. They're like, hey, you need to have a podcast of the same name of your card decks. So in the beginning of my show, I was asking people if they had like an upload, a download, whatever you want to call it. To me, it's like, you already talked about, you know, you get messages from animals. Has there been a download, Nancy, in your life that once you receive that information, I mean, a lot of the things that you shared were downloads, or they could be like, you know, you saw your dad and you started to connect the dots. Like, that's a pretty significant one. But anything that you want to share, like once you received or you were open to that information, it really changed the lens through which you see the world or how you show up, that you want to share?
Yeah. You know, my motto, if you will, is I believe that everyone deserves to feel good. And I don't think everyone believes that they deserve to feel good. And that, you know, I've always been someone, even when I was little, people used to come to me and talk to me about whatever was going on with them emotionally or physically. And it just rings so true for me now to help people to see that they're worth it. They're worth feeling good, and they can. And I work with so many people that, you know, they go and they're told there's no solutions to whatever they're dealing with. And that just makes me even more motivated to help them figure out a solution. And all the testimonials and the cards and things that I get from people, just my heart is so full, you know, from all of that. And if I can help someone, even if it's not snoring anymore, and so they can sleep in the same bed. I mean, we've helped marriages stay together through different things. And that's just a blessing, because that's what I believe, that everyone deserves to feel good.
That is a divine download, if I do say so myself. Wow. I believe that everybody deserves to feel good. I think you're so, of course, you're so right that everybody deserves that. And isn't it interesting? Yeah, it's like that worthiness factor, right? So many people, I feel like it's pretty predominant in women. It's that that unworthiness vibe, you know, and how it manifests is very different for people. Maybe it's, you know, people are overweight, or maybe it's people have addictions, or, you know, broken relationships, whatever it is. But it's a pretty universal theme that people feel unworthy. So, and you're showing up and sharing your gifts. And isn't it cool how I'm sure you're getting far more in return than you feel like you're putting out, right?
Oh, absolutely. I just, the friends that I never would have met without what I'm doing. And, you know, it just feels like when you're in that mode, you know that about attraction, you attract the right people, and the things I've learned from them, and just the love and the hugs and the, you know, all of it together, it's just such a blessing. And meeting you, I mean, how, you know, it's just like, you are just such a light too. And it's like, I swear, I know I attract people like that, because they just keep showing up. And that to me is everything.
It is true. Your vibe attracts your tribe. Yes. Well, thank you for those kind words. And yes, that's the thing about this work, is that we're showing up and we're shining our lights, because that's what we are called to do. And it's so, nothing could be more rewarding, right? When we see that person make that connection, or take the leap, or believe in themselves, or it's so extraordinary. So thank you for being a light worker in this world. And I'm so delighted to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been my pleasure, for sure.
Oh my gosh. So, so good. So we're going to wrap this up, and I hope that this is leaving you feeling grounded, inspired, hopeful, and we will get through this together. I believe that's the only way. And so please, please, please honor yourself during this time. Take your time, hone into those senses of yours. Honor your body, honor your emotions, allow them to bubble up, express them however you need to. And if this has inspired you in any way, I would love for you to go over to the old iTunes, leave me a review. I would also love to know what do you want to hear more about. And if you're interested in those fun little, that tool, if you want to start a meditation practice or just have a little bit more focus and grounding, you can head over to my website, elizabethoverton.com. There's a little information about the Divine Downloads card deck. They're $27, and they're great gifts as well. So thank you, Nancy, for your wisdom, for connecting today, and thank you to the listeners. This is really a dream come true for me. I'm just having a great time holding space, and it's been a pleasure. So keep taking those baby steps. Know that you are absolutely worthy. You absolutely deserve to feel amazing. And until next time, I'm sending you lots of love, lots of peace, and lots of hope. Bye for now.